Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Last week, we talked a lot about the Kingsbury Cliff, right? Not Cliff Kingsbury, but the cliff that oftentimes his teams fall off of going into the second half of the season. Their offense yesterday, Danny, for three quarters basically reverted to, hey, Jaden, run for some yards. And while he's explosive and he can be prolific, that's the opposite of what you're looking for. Didn't it feel like Tampa a little bit?
100%.
They can't throw the ball.
Was that one drive where he three times escaped to the right and went out of bounds for minus one, zero, and plus one?
That was brutal.
And you go, oh my God, there's nothing here.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Go make a play for us, kid. Now, if you look at historical data from his time as the head coach of the Cardinals, and it's not just the record at Texas Tech or the record at Arizona, which people will use to dismiss, oh, that doesn't mean offense. The information is there. The numbers are there. I saw Neil Greenberg today tweet out EPA per play per season. The numbers fall off. Every year he was a coach in Arizona. We had just on Friday while we were out and about, and we had a great show, by the way, in Falls Church at the Casual Pine.
Place is awesome. That was fun.
They were cool. But we had Ted Wynn of The Athletic on the show, and he pointed out weeks 1 through 8 points per drive. If you look at Cliff Kingsbury's history, 6th, 10th, in the first 6 weeks of the season, the 8 through 17 weeks, 20th and 24th. And some people will say, well, Kyler Murray got hurt or he was playing banged up, kind of like Jaden Daniels. Almost like there's a trend, by the way, where you have a running quarterback and they run all over the place and then they get banged up because they're short in Kyler Murray's case, or you know, they're not big in Jaden Daniels' case. Almost like that should be part of the conversation and not just the reason that you dismiss the information. But we're seeing it again, and I guess the question is, how concerned should we be?
Very. Because you've got historical data. This isn't just out of nowhere. So when you've got no precedent for something, you go, like a 300 lifetime hitter going 2 for 40 in a month, you go, well, I got some pretty good precedent that the back of the baseball card says he'll get hot at some point and he'll get to his numbers or close to it. Well, this is what the back of the baseball card says. The second halves are a lot worse than the first halves. Now, somebody could tell you exactly why, who, you know, breaks down and studies film and has watched tape of every Arizona play or Texas Tech play or this one and that one. I'm not smart enough to tell you all the sophisticated reasons why it happens, but watch, you guys saw the game too, right? Doesn't it look like there aren't many places to go with the football? Doesn't it look like they've kind of been found out? Doesn't it look like teams anticipate what they're going to do or want to do or how they want to do it before Washington even has a chance to get going? Doesn't it look like it's basically, hey kid, put the Superman cape on and figure it out? Time after time, it looks like there's a solve that's happened. And usually the way to me to counteract that, because listen, all these defensive coordinators for everybody have a pretty good idea by now of who you are and what you want to do. You may surprise them with a trick play here or misdirection there or something that wasn't in the playbook early on in the season. But to me, the way you counter it is with badasses. You could do whatever you want to A.J. Brown. I'd still throw him the football. Bet you he comes through with it. You could do whatever you want to CeeDee Lamb. Bet you he comes through. I don't think they have that. And so there's no counter right now in terms of just a playmaker that's going to run roughshod over people. The schemed up, wide open stuff just isn't there right now. And it looks like defenses have the answer key.
Yeah, I think that's important because it's fair to say we knew before the year, we knew early in the year, that their personnel just standalone is not elite or top half the league. Noah Brown was the 4th or 5th receiver in Houston or whatever that they cut, and he comes here and he becomes the number two. Having said that, they had no problem being the number one offense in the National Football League through several weeks with the exact same group of guys. So you were ahead of defenses with this same group. Now you seem to be behind them. And to your point, the easy stuff is not available. And you mentioned just, you know, getting guys free and getting guys real estate and separation. I don't even mean that. I just mean the quick game has kind of gone away. I think teams are playing a little tighter on the outside, perhaps, and they're giving you fewer of the layup throws that you were taking early in the year and kind of forcing you into some smaller window, more difficult things. And Kingsbury's got to answer. But it's, you know, the passing game is multifaceted. And I also see the issues in protection. Again, they're not giving up pressures at a higher rate. the numbers, according to PFF, on dropbacks. In the first several weeks of the season, Jaden Daniels was pressured 35% of the time. In the last five games, it's 32%. So it's actually gone down just a hair. But the pressure is way more often now coming from the interior, which is harder to deal with. When the pressure comes from the edge, he's able to beat you in a foot race out of the pocket. Think about this with me. When an edge rusher comes and he sees him coming, Jay, how many times did we see that? The Browns play,
yep.
You can name 15, 20 times where he just escapes out the back door and he either throws or throws it away or goes and scrambles for 5 or 7 yards or whatever. He was doing that the entire first half of the season. Well, when the pressure comes straight at you, you kind of move now into potentially rushers. You don't navigate the pocket as cleanly. You move backwards rather than out of the pocket, and you don't get that same speed, and things can get messy and gross around you pretty quickly, right? So I think that's part of this. The Cowboys knew how they were going to defend, you know, their pass rush, how they were going to block them yesterday. They're going to chip with their tight ends. They're going to chip on the edges. They're going to chip at Micah. You know what they did? They moved Micah Parsons over top of the center. They let him rush from the interior, and it worked. A couple of sacks for him yesterday. And then you look at the running game. Where's the answers in the running game? That's where we heap the most praise on Kingsbury and the analysts that we would have on, like Dan Orlovsky and some of these guys, you know, that were just blown away by. They're like, look at this, guys. I just went over the film. They had 10 different runs on two drives, you know, that were basically 6 different plays out of 8 different looks and blah, 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 blah. Where is that? First 4 weeks, their running backs averaged, the first 8 weeks, their running backs, Danny, averaged 5.2 per play. The last 4 weeks, 3.5. So every part of this offense is regressing, including the play of Jaden Daniels. And you blame some of that on the coordinator if you want to as well. The same way when Daniels was playing like an MVP and rookie of the year early, we're saying Cliff Kingsbury is going to be a head coach. He was getting a lot of the credit.
Yeah.
Well, he deserves some of the blame now. And we can have a Daniels conversation if you want to. I think that's fair and we should. Nobody's above reproach here, but if Kingsbury gets the credit when he's balling, I think there's got to be some, hey, man, your kid's struggling. Let's make it a little easier
on
him.
Yeah, and again, there's plenty of nuance to it. We always end up, you know, focusing on one part, and we are for this discussion, and I think that's fair to your point. I think that's the right thing to do. However, I would say, if you on the play sheet 2 months ago called, whatever you want to call it, Brian Robinson runs off of right guard with a you know, the pulling left guard in the hole, and it went for 5 yards 2 months ago, and now it's going for one, that's not all on you. You know, maybe things aren't being blocked as well. Maybe guys are worn down. Maybe there's a million different reasons why a play was made now that wasn't made a couple months ago against you, because other guys get paid to play too. But when you add up his entire career, and this, by the way, goes back to college. This is to me, irrelevant data points. There is no time in his history of him as a coach where his teams played better in the second half of the year than they did in the first. Record-wise, offensive number-wise, I can't get exact data for all the years at Texas Tech or even at USC. Remember, they started 6-1, finished 8-5 down the stretch, and the offense wasn't the same the second half of the year, you know, as of a couple seasons ago. The same thing happened in Arizona. I know there are mitigating factors. You mentioned Kyler Murray's injury or injuries to other players. I understand all that. That's the NFL. It can't be this big of a drop-off, is my point. You can't go from the best offense in the sport, ringing the bell whenever the hell you want to, can't move the football against a bad defense. I understand you're not going to put up 38 a week. They had that three-week stretch where they scored 38, 42, 36, and they averaged 38 points per week. I'm an adult human being. I understand you cannot average that. This is not arena football, okay? My point is, you can't go from that to they're one of the worst offenses in the sport for 55 minutes yesterday against a bad defense. There's got to be a happy middle there. There's got to be something better than falling down every single rung of the ladder and hitting your head Looney Tunes style on each one when you get down there. Settle on the team somewhere. Move the football a couple times and score some points in the first half against a crappy defense looking to quit like Dallas.
Ian Harditz, who's a fantasy guy that I follow, tweeted this out. It's the points per game and yards per game by month in Cliff Kingsbury's career. So as a play caller, offensive mind, what have you, in the NFL only. Points per game in September, 26, October, 27, November, 23, December, and on, 20. Falls off by a touchdown.
That is basically Tony Stark right there.
All right. Yards per game, September, 377, October, 380, November, 336, December, and on, 329. So we're talking about basically 50 fewer yards and 6 fewer points per game from the first month of the year to the last month of the year in his career.
Man.
I'm sorry. That's you just can't tell me it's nothing. And maybe it would just be explainable away as a head coach, it was different. Arizona's a different thing. But it's literally happening here in front of our eyes. And I wasn't willing to go deep into the conversation when they were just playing really good defenses because that was a convenient way to kind of say they're slowing down when, yeah, of course they're going to slow down. As you said, they were doing something that wasn't going to sustain, and now they're playing great defenses. But yesterday was a major tell.